More than 30 years have passed since the last reported case of smallpox, but that knowledge doesn't necessarily bring peace to government health leaders. The virus that causes smallpox still lives locked up in federal research labs, and the concern is that terrorists could get their hands on it. Dr. D.A. Henderson led the successful effort to eradicate smallpox in the late 1970s as part of our Science and National Security series, Weapons of Mass Destruction Center CEO Randy Larson. Spoke with him about a recent trip he took with colleagues in Geneva to celebrate that effort.
I would say it was wonderful. And I must say many of them came back from far distant places and said again and again that this was a one program that changed their lives. Smallpox was clearly throughout history the worst disease known to mankind, worse than cholera or plague or yellow fever. And to launch a program to actually eradicate it from the face of the earth back in 1966 when the decision was made was considered impossible. Many thought it just couldn't be done. And I must say, beginning the program myself, there were many moments of doubt when I didn't think we could pull it together. But we were able to work together across countries and all different nations. I worked very closely a good part of the time during the Cold War with the Russians, and they were very cooperative, worked with the Americans. We worked, I think we had 70 different nationalities participating. And despite the many different languages, many different ideas, we managed to pull together a tremendous group, and yet we never had more than 150 people working in the field at any given time, international staff working in the field. We depended very much on the heads of state, the ministers of health, to see the problem, see how important it was, and to help implement a program which would get rid of smallpox. Indeed, the achievement of smallpox has been termed the most significant medical development of the 20th century. That's, I think, the order of magnitude that it enjoys within the history community. What it tells us, however, is that what we have here was a program which didn't have an awful lot of money, but by working specifically with the different countries, not ordering them, not mandating they do this or that, but working cooperatively, we could accomplish an enormous amount of work, difficult tasks that we had. We had wars, we had famines, there were all manner of obstacles that were there, and yet each of these were overcome one by one.
It truly is an incredible story. It's in fact, as you well know, DA, we're trying to make a movie about it. We think it's such an incredible story. We didn't even have to hardly add any fiction to the screenplay. But you know, one of the things about this, now this show is about science and national security, so everyone gets the science, the public health connection here, but national security, you know, I think this was an incredible example of what we call soft power. Okay, everybody knows about the hard power, the military, the intelligence community, law enforcement, and all that, but soft power. Now, this was an international effort, you said. I mean, the U.S. and the Soviet, the height of the Cold War and whatever, but it was led by an American and great American U.S. support to it. But tell us, the lessons you learned from that, what can we learn about using soft power, and we just got a minute left here, D.A., but in the soft power in the world today that we could use it for, you know, in national security, for public health, by getting some people together to work for improved public health?
Well, I think it's by identifying common goals and then setting aside the other antipathies that different countries have for each other, and let's go about getting a job done. And I think if we look to the question of new diseases which might threaten us, we need that. If we're looking to the possibility of people who have reason to think they might develop organisms that would be malicious, we need the help. We need everyone sharing in knowledge and working together to minimize the likelihood that we're going to experience some sort of disastrous epidemic or attack that could be far worse than a nuclear weapon.
Dr. D.A. Henderson led the effort to eradicate smallpox. He spoke with Weapons of Mass Destruction Center CEO Randy Larson. It's part of our Science and National Security series.